This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump's former U.N. ambassador alleges in an upcoming memoir that two top administration officials tried to enlist her in opposing the president. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In her book, With All Due Respect, Nikki Haley describes a meeting in which then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and then-White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told her that they were trying to resist the president on certain matters in order to save the country. Haley writes she was shocked by the approach and thought Tillerson and Kelly were following a dangerous path, trying to impose their own beliefs. Asked to respond, Kelly told CBS's Sunday Morning, if by resistance installing she means putting a staff process in place to ensure the president knew all the pros and cons and could make an informed decision, then guilty as charged. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis urged the faithful on Sunday to pray for unity in South Sudan. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Pope Francis has long been concerned about the political situation in South Sudan and had a special thought for the nation during his greeting to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. He recalled the spiritual retreat of South Sudanese leaders in the Vatican earlier this year and made his appeal.
Desidero rinnovare il mio invito.
The Pope urged all the actors of the national political process to seek unity and to overcome their differences in a spirit of true brotherhood. Francis added that the South Sudanese people have suffered too much in recent years and await with great hope a better future, the definitive end of conflicts and a lasting peace. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Iran's leader Hassan Rouhani says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in his country. He says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least 8 civilians in northeast Syria. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In just the last 5 days, at least 92 civilians have been killed in these two separate battles. The UN Human Rights Office reports most of the deaths have occurred in Syria's northeastern Kurdish-controlled area, which is under assault by the Turkish military. It says 49 people have been victims of airstrikes, ground-based strikes, and summary executions. These have been carried out by opposing Turkish-affiliated armed groups and Kurdish armed groups. It says another 31 civilians have been killed by roadside bombs in populated areas, most likely planted by groups opposing the Turkish military offensive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Cambodia released opposition leader Kum Sukar from house arrest today. He was arrested 2 years ago and charged with treason. Sukar's release came a day after a self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader, Sam Rainsy, arrived in Malaysia in his attempt to return to Cambodia. Australian firefighters raced on Sunday to contain widespread bushfires that have left 3 people dead. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Burnt out cars and homes gutted beyond recognition. Bushfires in the Australian state of New South Wales have killed 3 people since Friday, when a record number of emergency-level fires were declared in the state. At least 150 homes have been destroyed. Authorities upgraded the forecast for the Greater Sydney region to catastrophic fire danger for Tuesday. The first time the city has been rated at that level since new fire danger ratings were introduced a decade ago. Australia is suffering through one of its worst bushfire seasons, with parts of the country crippled by severe drought.
That's Reuters Emer McCarthy reporting. A frontrunner in Afghanistan's recently held presidential election called Sunday for immediately halting a recount of the vote. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah made the demand a day after unilaterally withdrawing his team's election observers from the recounting process. Preliminary results were scheduled to be released on Thursday. At least 13 people were killed and many fishermen remained missing Sunday in Bangladesh after a cyclone hit the coast of Bangladesh and India. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.